Five different U.S. states currently have ivory bans in effect. And among potential ivory buyers in Alaska, confusion remains about what ivory is illegal and what is not. But a new brochure aimed at would-be customers in parts of the state hopes to offer some clarity. Robert James is the manager of Miraskaya's, a small business in Nome that sells local gifts and handmade crafts, including ivory carvings. He says most of their ivory pieces made from whalebone, walrus ivory, and mastodon are all sold to a specific clientele.
A lot of times people will seek us out, or we have certain clients, because we end up wholesaling a lot out of Nome, because it's a great place to buy, but not we don't get the foot traffic like Southeast or anywhere else.
According to James, Miraskaya's best months for ivory sales are July through September, which is also when a few cruise ships make port in Nome. Susie Seeluk, a native ivory carver from Gamble, recalls addressing tourists in Nome when one potential ivory customer mentioned their hesitation making a purchase.
They were scared to buy any ivory without a piece of paper that gives information on where it's from and the fact that it is legal.
Seeluk feels that if carvers don't get their artwork certified, then it will hurt their businesses. Others insist the certification process is too time-intensive and involved for it to be feasible for most of the region's carvers. For now, Seeluk looks out that a new educational brochure is available that explains how Alaska Natives' use of walrus ivory is exempt from an elephant ivory ban in the U.S., which was established last year by an executive order from former President Barack Obama.
This brochure is part of an ongoing effort by organizations to inform the American public about our legal cultural use of walrus ivory in the hopes that states will not ban it. Along with other items that they are attempting to ban.
The Alaska Native Ivory Brochure was created through collaboration between the Eskimo Walrus Commission, the Alaska State Council of the Arts, and others.